This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. So this guy, Michael Sykes, for the win, he calls his column, USA Today. I gave you the headline. He says, this isn't necessarily about political viewpoints or protecting some pie-in-the-sky idea of the sanctity of the office. To accept and visit, you're making a commitment that says more. This is different. He cites the fact that way back in 1865, Andrew Johnson invited two amateur baseball teams to the White House. It was the start of the politics of this. He goes on to say, accepting an invitation to the White House is an accepting an invitation to be used as a shield. It's all one big photo op, yeah? It does nothing but provide cover for a man who's caused people so much pain and strife. And then it says, when you shake the hand of this president, you're shaking hands, oh my gosh, of a man convicted of 34 counts of illegally influencing the 2016 presidential election. It means shaking hands with an administration pulling children out of schools to deport them with their families. Shaking hands with a man who's cut thousands of federal jobs. Shaking hands with a man who's unleashing disease and famine across the world. And then he says this. If the Eagles are okay with this, that's a decision that the team will ultimately have to make. I just hope they know a decision like this will land them on the wrong side of history.
Oh.
The photos that will be taken will be included in textbooks. Students will read in another 20 years that described the unprecedented atrocities that were committed against the people of this country. So, you know, those offensive linemen, you better think twice. You're going to be in textbooks for kids. They're going to say, look at these fools from the NFL going there and covering. You know, just like in the days of Hitler. That's what he's alluding to. Man, it just doesn't end. Now, I have not seen the first local sports writer, et cetera, dip their toe in the water here and say anything about this, but we'll let you know when they do. Again, we've been through this how many times? Maybe things have changed in their minds. Malcolm Jenkins was on the team then. That was something different. But I still am surprised because at that point in time with Trump, you know, it was early on, relatively, in the first administration. what was the issue that would have provoked some of them not to go? And I think, I wasn't talking with you. It was somebody else out here. I don't want to say. They were guessing, well, who do you think might not go? Will that trigger anything if there's several of these people that won't go? That's a little hard to say. I think most of them are going to go.
I said it yesterday. I think the only people that may not go are the ones that have been leaving us via free agency.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, once on the team now, I think they're going to go with this. Maybe it is a different time, and there's no one figure like Malcolm Jenkins driving this to say not to go, even if the team goes. And this apparently will be sometime, I think it was April 28th is the date they gave. The big headline that's positive, though, is the inflation rate. The core inflation rate is the best in 4 years. Egg prices down pretty substantially. Gas prices down, unleashing energy. We have sightings around here. Several people sent them to me, about $2.85 a gallon, York and County Line Road. That's pretty good. We have not seen that in a while. I have not seen too many places where it's under $3 yet. But I would say by this weekend, till we really get into summer driving season, this could go down pretty substantially. All the indicators are there, are going the right way. All right, so 855-839-1210 will get you in. Now, this guy over at Columbia, ex-Obama staffers, the Rhodes guy that we've talked about before and others, talking about Mr. Khalil, who's here on a visa, they condemn the ADL. Now, the ADL is pro-Israel, anti-defamation league, against anti-Semitism, but they are a liberal outfit. They usually don't go down this path. They supported this deportation. They make them that this is a long time coming. This violates several statutes. This guy is here on a visa. He's not an American citizen. It's not a freedom of speech case. But the Obama, you know, those guys that do the podcasts and all this, they're outraged over this. And you're seeing more Democrats now on an issue. Now, the average person may not be focused on this. It's not like the trans thing. They are. But when they hear about this and they see this and they see this guy, this is another big loser. And yet some of the websites that I'm on, some of the stuff I get every day from various groups, they're making this a cause celeb. They see this as a way for Democrats to say, we're tough. We're not taking this anymore. We're going to stand up to Trump. Americans support the First Amendment. And I guess they're hoping that people won't know the full story here. And they're saying, you're next. You'll be removed. You'll be silent. The point I'm loving to make with this guy, though, that gets in their face, is not only this isn't a First Amendment. Not only is he supporting one of the world's worst terrorist groups, not only supporting aiding and abetting in the face of October 7th. He wants to end Western civilization. He is anti-woman, up and down the line. This whole rotten group, that's what they're about. They either want to boss around women, they want to attack women, they want to set women on fire in some of these places. And the left says nothing. And there is word that the president, the last few days, has started to rekindle the idea of some of these countries that are very suspect, not allowing them to get visas coming into the United States. Remember that in the first term. It was pretty early on. I hope he does it. This is another issue that is a huge loser. Sadly, in some of the people on that side, they say they're libertarians and they can't stand this. They think this is a First Amendment right. I remember when Obama killed the murderer that was Islamic in Yemen. He was an American citizen. That part on paper was true. This guy deserved to be taken out. He was a threat to us. Well, you didn't have a trial for him. He's running around doing this in the middle of Yemen. Are you serious? When we had a shot, Obama took it. And it's one of the few times he was completely right. So is this about the First Amendment? Are we going to be lectured to? And this is what we're hearing. You can't be America if you deport this guy. Barnard College, which may be worse than Columbia in some ways, They're now issuing an edict saying ICE is not allowed on their campus. Hey, it's America. ICE is allowed on your campus. And we're not going to allow you to hide people that mean to do us harm and damage that are here illegally. This college should be defunded, maybe more than Columbia.
I do have a clip from Susie Weiss on Fox News today. She's a free press reporter who moved the needle a little bit further on the whole situation, talking about the enrollment of Columbia and the percentage that are indeed foreign students. Take a listen.
Over half of Columbia's enrollment is foreign students, and they're the ones, of course, who pay full tuition. Yeah. And so of the general studies student population. And that raises two questions. One, why is the American taxpayer, the free press reported that, you know, $400 million in federal grants have been yanked. Why are American taxpayers paying to educate people who aren't Americans? And two, it raises this question about immigration and which way the cultural exchange is going.
Mm-hmm. So the other day, 2 days ago, I do believe, right? This is Wednesday. So I think on Monday, Harvard froze hiring.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that? How do you read that?
You know, it's interesting because a lot of these federal grants go to the hard sciences. So the professors who are supporting the protesters, supporting, you know, BDS resolutions, saying, you know, screw it to the administration, they're not the ones who are going to get pinched by the fact that Trump is pulling grant funding. So you're going to see a civil war within the universities of the serious researchers saying, hey, we just want to do our research. We don't want to get, you know, in this, you know, fight with the administration over this versus the ones who say, no, this is the hill we're going to die on.
All right. Nice cut there, Dan. Yeah, I agree. That's happening. And to that point, can you imagine at Columbia, one half are foreign? Why would we do? Well, they pay full tuition. They're willing to pay more to get in here. And then they come here and they disrupt and hate this country. Why continue to do that? Don't give Columbia money then. Now, I remember this, and I'm usually not the voice of restraint, Dan. I think I told you, but I may have said it on the air then. I was invited to speak with this guy who's a really good guy in the media, teaches a part-time class at Drexel, I think it was, right? It was at the height of what the Chinese did in response to Daryl Morey saying free Hong Kong on a tweet. I think it was a tweet.
Yeah.
And being lectured to by a geopolitical master, LeBron James and Charles Barkley. Shut up. There's serious money here. Who do you think you are? Stop fooling around with this. David Silver, who Mr. Progressive often, dancing around for quite a bit on China and what was going on here. And I was confronted, you know, and they weren't screaming or anything, and there would have been trouble, by a couple of students from China who were here saying I didn't know what I was talking about. Really? Okay. They didn't defend it. They just said how offensive and harmful this is to the Chinese. I didn't say, well, you know what? I really don't care. That's the point. I really don't care. They're the enemy. They're not an adversary. They're the enemy of the world. Yesterday, we did the 5 years of COVID. Who precipitated that, covered it up, etc.? Here's a little bit of Secretary of State Marco Rubio commenting on Colombia and this guy.
When you come to the United States as a visitor, which is what a visa is, which is how this individual entered this country, on a visitor's visa, okay, you are here as a visitor. We can deny you that visa. We can deny you that if you tell us when you apply, hi, I'm trying to get into the United States on a student visa. I am a big supporter of Hamas, a murderous, barbaric group that kidnaps children, that rapes teenage girls, that takes hostages, that allows them to die in captivity, that returns more bodies than live hostages. If you tell us that you are in favor of a group like this, and if you tell us when you apply for your visa, and by the way, I intend to come to your country as a student and rile up all kinds of anti-Jewish student, anti-Semitic activities, I intend to shut down your universities. If you told us all these things when you applied for a visa, we would deny your visa. I hope we would. If you actually end up doing that, once you're in this country on such a visa, we will revoke it. And if you end up having a green card, not citizenship, but a green card as a result of that visa while you're here in those activities, we're going to kick you out. It's as simple as that. This is not about free speech. This is about people that don't have a right to be in the United States to begin with. No one has a right to a student visa. No one has a right to a green card, by the way. So when you apply for a student visa, or any visa to enter the United States, we have a right to deny you for virtually any reason. But I think being a supporter of Hamas and coming into our universities and turning them upside down and being complicit in what are clearly crimes of vandalization, complicit in shutting down learning institutions. There are kids at these schools that can't go to class. You pay all this money to these high-priced schools that are supposed to be of great esteem, and you can't even go to class. You're afraid to go to class because these lunatics are running around with covers on their face, screaming terrifying things. If you told us that's what you intended to do when you came to America, we would have never let you in. And if you do it once you get in, we're going to revoke it and kick you out.
Great stuff from Marco Rubio. Here's the point. Does that sound like speech to you? Or does it sound like actions that this guy is aiding and abetting, shutting down and taking? It's actions. Aside from the fact, even if it's speech along these lines, you still could be kicked out. These are not American citizens. I don't care about his green card. And that's what Rubio said. And he's the first of many. These others are being asked, these colleges, to give up the names and status of these people. And then they're going to be kicked out. And if the college won't do it, they're going to be defunded. I would be defunding around the clock. That's what has to happen here. Why does my mind go to Central Bucks School District 2 in the middle of this? Defund them. That's the first thought I have on all this stuff. But can you imagine this guy? And Democrats want to fight it out on this. We're seeing signs of that. They do. They think this will unify them. They think Americans will be roused by this. They're not going to be. They're going to be roused the other way. They're saying, that's right, I'm tired of seeing these masquerades, you know, the type of garb that they all put on, the rioting, the support of this guy. We're paying for that? It was a pretty good stat. One half of the students at Columbia, foreign born. Why? What about Americans? They pay full tuition. You know, they or more. They get full price. I remember this, as I told you, just something as simple as China and the NBA. I remember how angry Americans were. They get it. We're tired of hearing this stuff on this soil. What good is this guy to America? Well, he reinforces the idea. Don't you support people that have different ideas? It's not about ideas. It's about anti-Semitism. It's about action. It's about wanting to do what Hamas would do if they were here. That's exactly what this is about. This guy is going to go. It might take a while, but he's going to go. All right, right now, though, we go to...
It's already that time.
We're a little past that time.
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
And all this week, we're playing for a $50 gift card to Burger King. Coke Zero Sugar is now available at Burger King. Real Coca-Cola taste, zero sugar. There's an ice-cold Zero Sugar with the new Steakhouse Bacon Whopper sandwich with Swiss cheese, iconic A1 sauce, crispy onions, and peppercorn aioia. Available now for a limited time at participating Burger King restaurants. By our Burger King experts, quite a deal. Dan, what's your backstory?
Do you want me to continue to correct the word, or should I just
yeah,
let it,
that's
let
okay.
It
you let it go.
I don't think Burger King likes it too much, Dom.
All right.
Aioli. Aioli. So, Dom, today we're talking about distinct facial features, and I thought I'd take one that, you know, if you're looking at him in his daily life, you might not recognize that this guy has distinct facial features until he practices his craft. And this is more of a visual, and I don't even have the visual because it'd be too easy for the YouTubers out there. But I'm going to play this guy at his craft, and I want the caller to call me or call us and tell us who this individual is practicing his craft, in which when he practices said craft, he has a very distinct facial feature. So all that out there, Dom, we want to know who this artist is. Take a listen. So if you could see what me and Henry seeing right now, every time that music makes a noise, man, does that distinct facial feature really
all
pop.
All time. That is one of the most distinctive imaginable. All right, 855-839-1210. You get that? We got $50 to go off to Burger King. And I'm looking for anybody that's going to buy this thing that Democrats are willing to die on. This guy's got to be. They're actually saying, if he's forced out of America, this is no longer America. Can you make that case? Jump in, 855-839-1210.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show me the money.
That is right, and a great one today. We're looking for facial, original facial features, something that pops. This is an all-timer. Listen to this song being played. Tell us who's doing it.
Oh, man, if you could see this video, Don.
Oh, yeah.
It's shocking to see this guy play.
I can't think of any artist doing something quite like this guy. It is iconic. Chris in Wilmington. All right, Chris, who's the artist? Who's playing?
Hey, Dom, is it Dizzy Gillespie?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I can't think of anybody, the intensity, you know. Wait a minute.
I was going to say.
I'll ask you, Chris. We got one of my favorite artists because, well, look, I know Dan with Springsteen. I'll leave him out of it for now. But I like intensity. I like somebody who runs into a wall. So Springsteen is one thing. But the great James Brown performing. I like sweat.
Oh, I thought they were going to go with Louis Armstrong there and talk about how there's no one that compares to Dizzy besides Louis,
That's true, but you can't beat James Brown for giving his all, right, Chris? Who do you think is more into it?
I respect the James Brown energy, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
If you haven't watched Dizzy Gillespie play the trumpet, though,
it's
fascinating. Like, the guy looks like his cheeks are about to explode, and they're huge. They're enormous.
Okay, I got something here, Dan. I'm taking under a look. I always want to win, but the talk show host of me says I have to talk about this, and you might find the sound. It just dropped. Last night, Krasner and Judge Dugan met. And oh my goodness, you gotta say, this guy in a debate, I could barely control myself with the thought of debating Larry Krasner. You know what I mean? You talk about energy, you talked about intensity with this. He, in front of this crowd in West Philly, this is in the Inquirer, Dan, from last night's debate. Sort of a debate. You have some?
No, I'm just probably not sound. Okay. If it's an Inquirer article, probably not sound.
Well, right. Maybe it's somewhere, I'm saying. Maybe somebody else has put it on. I just didn't see it yet. He goaded the judge. And look, you know what? Maybe we bring the judge on tomorrow. I want to win, but I'm not going to be one of these guys that hide stuff from listeners. I'm not. You looking at the article, Dan? You see what I mean?
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to find the audio.
Okay. All right. So Krasner kept on goading Dugan, telling him he should condemn Trump so all the people in the Northeast can see it. Now, the Inquirer says Northeast Philadelphia, where Dugan hails from, has the largest concentration of people who voted for Trump in the overwhelmingly Democrat city. The crowd gasped. Dugan stood up from his chair. Are you kidding me? Do you think I'm a Trumper? I categorically denounce Donald Trump and his policies. The guys are not. I mean, come on. Well, wait a minute. We're not running against Donald Trump. We're running against it, each other. I got to say, Judge, not the answer, buddy. And I still want to be Krasner. So, Dan, is my duty. Henry, you're busy. Henry, is my duty as a talk host to ignore this? Or is it to tell people it?
No, bring it.
Okay, I'll give you the other side. On the shoulder over here, they're saying, can't have Krasner anymore. I'm sworn to that. So shouldn't I cover this up and say, you got to give Dugan a pass? What the hell else is he going to do here?
No. Look, part of the bio I wrote for you today for something is right. You hold people's feet to the fire. And I don't think it matters who right. or what side, even if it's for the greater good of getting Krasner out. You got
to
do it.
This is a real dilemma here. Yeah, I need to talk all kinds. Because what he could have said is, we're not running against Trump. Couldn't the judge? All right, let's get him on tomorrow, Dan. We have to have a talk. I can't let it go. Henry, to your point, he could have said, he should have been prepared for this. He could have said, look, we're not running against Trump, national politics. I'm running, et cetera. I don't agree with Trump on stuff, but obviously Trump has done some things that have energized the nation. Why is that so hard to say? I mean, it's hard for me to believe that you would stand up and be goaded into this. The moderator reminded the audience this is a primary. Both candidates are Democrats. Krasner said after the event he made his comment about Northeast Philadelphia because some neighborhoods are pro-Trump, and I'll be curious to see whether his declaration here is the same declaration in those rooms. Ah, God. There was something, too, about Judge Dugan's wife is a cop. And we had this incident, the Puerto Rican parade, where Judge Dugan, in the mind of Krasner, went easy on a cop that was involved in a confrontation. I supported the cop in that, and I still do, and I think Judge Dugan was right. Dugan said he would generally not seek capital punishment, but left the door open in cases such as mass shootings. Okay. All right. How many times do I have to make this point? Why in the world do we play into this game? If you understand that capital punishment is moral and just, if I shoot 18 people, how about 17? How about 16? Then we get into capital punishment? No, Judge. No, anyone else. If you take the life of someone under Pennsylvania law, first degree murder, if it meets all the regs of that, you get the death penalty. You get it timely, and you get it every single time. We don't need mass shootings. It doesn't have to be someone who's Mother Teresa or fill in the blank. It could be a big mouth like me. You get the death penalty. I get it. Philadelphia is so deranged, it's got to be hard on Judge Dugan. All right, I'd love to get your response. 855-839-1210. Should we be in the business of not reporting and talking about that? The greater good is defeat Krasner. Should I just look the other way? I just think it's faulty. I don't know who's giving advice here. I think he'll come on tomorrow, and I'm going to say to him, Judge, would you like to rephrase this and say something positive about Trump, but you don't agree with him on X? Okay, that's fine. But, you know, there's a lot of people in Philadelphia that are voters, too, and saying that Trump is a nut and stuff like this, that's not going to fly. I can overlook a lot of things to defeat Krasner. But a couple of the things here are just different. You know, end of the show. I'm in a lather thinking about this. I don't know who's advising. Didn't you know this is what he would do? You got to go right at him. Right at him and what he has caused. And not be goaded into attacking President Trump on this. And I get it. You know, the popularity of Trump, but it's growing across the city. Krasner then, well, you know, I don't want him saying in Northeast Philadelphia, Trump is okay, but not in other places. Now we got this dilemma. Now everywhere he goes, he's going to be asked this. How does this guy skate along with the damage that he has done? 855-839-1210. If we get some of the sound, but I'll let you hear it, and I just... It's look, I realize it's difficult to win in Philadelphia, given the issues that we see here that are just completely out of bounds. But I don't think you can attack in this manner. Now, wherever you go, this is going to be the thing. You know, you're trumped up. And I like the judge. I like a lot of the things that he said. I'm going to give him a chance tomorrow's show then to say, look, this was the heat of the moment. Krasner had talked about my wife. You know, that's another thing. That's it, buddy. Now, he didn't slur the wife. He said, your wife is a police officer, et cetera. Like, that's bad in Philadelphia, I guess. So I get it. But man, come on, just say, look, I don't agree with Trump. We're not running with Trump. This is the tactic that you do every time. When he was elected president, are you saying then the people across Philadelphia that voted for him, they're nuts? They're racist? They're deranged? How about Newt Gingrich? Newt, parachute in here. Help with this. All right. 855-839-1210. What's your best advice on that? We'll see if the judge will come on tomorrow and talk about this. Still, he is the better candidate by far. I don't know how you can find anybody worse than Krasner at any time, at any day. I'd have to hear who that is. The Republicans can't put up a candidate. This candidate has to be goaded into attacking Trump. This is an insane city. This is a backward city with this nonsense, this progressivism. But guess what? Trump did a lot better this time around, not just in Northeast Philadelphia. Couldn't this have been a response? Yeah, you know what, Larry? President Trump did really well, really picked up from the last time around in North Philly, Latino neighborhoods. How about pushing back on that? 855-839-1210. Love to hear what you think on that. Or is a better policy, just win, overlook it, move on. I'll give him a chance to come on and maybe in a calmer manner. If he wants to say to me, President Trump is a nut, that type of stuff, then I have to assess all that. So I think he'll come on. Got to be listening tomorrow. I don't know what time. We'll address it. All right, let's talk. A natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active as you age. It's time to try Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement gives your body the essentials it needs to fight fatigue, improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial boosters. Plus, it supports healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, helping you feel your best every day. Right now, Dom listeners, you can take advantage of a special buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. Just use the code MYENERGY when you order. Call 800-26-LIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable product consultant or visit res-q.com. Enter that code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. This exclusive deal will not last long. It's simple. Just go to res-q.com. Use that code MYENERGY. MYENERGY, grab Rescue Orasine, buy one, get one free savings, stay energized, stay heart healthy with Rescue Natural Supplements. All right, it is Dom time. I'm picturing last night the home court advantage Larry Krasner had, West Philly, progressives, packed by his people, the whole deal, and, you know, the racial edge there. This is what he leads on. But as I told you, and Dan is going through, it's an hour and 40 minutes, I don't know what we'll get today, but tomorrow we'll play a little bit up. We'll try to get the judge on. When it comes to Trump, don't you have to work out something in your mind? And if that's in his mind, is that where we have to go in Philadelphia? Do you just have to say, Trump's a nut. I don't support him. We're not running against Trump. And can't you pivot toward all the associations with Krasner and the type of nonsense that this guy engages in? All right. I realize it's not easy running against this guy in a place like Philadelphia. But somehow or another, you know and I know that Trump did a lot better this time around in Philadelphia. It's not just pockets in South Philly, Northeast Philly, Latinos, even some African-American neighborhoods. He did better. What is it that's there to build on? And then make the point, we're not running to be Trump or not to be Trump. We're running to stop the carnage that's been going on with this guy. All right, let's go to John in Westchester on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dom, Dan, and Henry. How are you guys today?
Great. John, thank you.
Ever better.
That's good. So, Dom, I know what a big fan you are of Gene Simmons, and I know that it's not a true, out, you know, noticeable facial thing until he opens his mouth
yes.
and sticks out his tongue.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
So, which I would then put in the same category as Dizzy Gillespie, as relatively normal-looking guy until he gets behind his horn. So,
yeah, he is. I had him on three times, and each time he is an entrepreneur. He gives an answer, then 30-second pitch, and another answer, then a 60-second pitch. It's amazing what they've been able to do. That's a good one.
Yeah, he's a walking infomercial. So
yeah,
but I didn't really have anything else I wanted to comment on. Well, I had everything I wanted to comment on, but you know, I know it's late in the day.
Okay.
So,
yeah, John, that's a very good one.
Have a great day.
Thank you, John. Thanks very much. Yeah, without a doubt. Again, you know, I think this is the first debate with Krasner already running into the difficulties. And again, the where I'm picturing this in West Philly. It's difficult, even for another Democrat like the judge, to be involved in that. Will Krasner debate in a place like South Philly? What is it? Is it 39th where Trump did? Will he go down to South Philly and do that? Where he went after people just because they were standing in front of the Columbus statue? Is Krasner going to do that? How many armed guards would he have with him to be able to do that? So I get these are not easy things. But I do think you have to work on the Trump thing a little bit better than that. You know, as a Democrat, I get it. But there's got to be a way of making the point that you may not support whatever the issue is with Trump. But my God, you got to stop it already on this. And then pivot to just going after this guy. There's not enough there to do that. Apparently, there was a thing, too, that the judge's wife was a cop at the time of this decision. It's a pretty famous one with this cop being confronted and pushing this woman after she grabbed at him at the Puerto Rican Day Parade where there was a lot of trouble. It's a pretty famous case in Philadelphia. And the judge said, you know, keep my wife's name out of your mouth. I would have gone forward even more with that, with Krasner. I think that's always a good thing to go after the other guy with, bringing up the wife.
I did find that portion. I have that.
Okay.
Here you go.
All right. So, I'm sorry, Dan, which portion? I'm sorry.
The wife portion.
Okay. Yeah, let's hear it.
Words are cheap in election cycle. Okay? Do your research. Why don't you go look at the Philip?
Listening to the last hour and a half trying to decipher.
And you'll see the numbers that I've given you are correct. Why don't you go look at the video of the Josie case, the one that was decided by this judge with his wife, a uniformed police officer, well, at least a police officer.
Don't put my wife's name in your mouth, young man.
Yeah, let's not go there.
How about this? Don't put her in your courtroom when you're deciding a cop's innocence on your video.
She's a citizen.
You're going to get a reply, though.
Okay. Everybody knows that should have been recusal. You should never have a family member in the room. And everybody knows who sees that video that he was guilty. You need a DA who's going to put the truth ahead of ambition, the truth ahead of politics, and you know you already have that DA.
Thank you.
All right. Dan, just another tip there. You know what I'm thinking. There was the opening. Even the moderator doesn't like that. You go after the wife, and I would have pivoted toward, you weasel, we know how you feel about cops, don't you? We know exactly how you feel about cops. So he had to recuse himself because she was a cop at the time in that case. How many things is this guy involved in that he never recuses himself from anything? He goes down Broadway.
You want to hear Dugan's response? It's not about Trump. Here.
Yeah.
Those people who walked into the stores for the last 5 and 6 years and took whatever they wanted because of his policy. And you know what? We're talking about numbers of murder victims. Not numbers. They're people. It's 3,000 body bags in the last 7 years. That's 3,000 empty chairs at Thanksgiving dinner. It's 10,000 people with a round in their body. There's no way we should be cheering that our city is safe, because it's not. If we finally had a downturn, it's about time. But what about the other 6 years? What about those 3,000 victims? What about all those stores that are going to leave us because of your retail theft policy of let them go? Let them go, Larry.
Okay.
That was very good. Dan, that was very good. I don't know if you agree or not, but the shoplifting thing, we know how people feel about that. He handled the homicide thing. Why is the Trump thing?
I don't care about the Trump thing. I don't mean to jump in here, but like, who the hell, like, why is that a deciding factor for any of our listeners right now? When we got a guy, Larry Krasner, who has been bastardizing our city, sending it into disarray with Krasnerland. Right. And here we have, you think a guy that comes out and says pro-Trump stuff's ever going to win in Philadelphia?
I can't accept it. I'd be a phony if I just can't. So, I'm going to tell the judge that.
There's absolutely no way that a person can come out and say pro-Trump stuff and get
not
elected
true.
As DA in Philadelphia.
I don't think that's true at all.
He is a Democrat still, right?
Yeah, like, he's a Democrat.
So he's not going to go pro-Trump. And
well, no, he doesn't have to go pro-Trump.
But like any
I think
stance.
I think saying Trump is a nut then, that's what's required. I don't agree with that.
To distance yourself from Trump if you're on the left and you're trying to win over voters in Philadelphia, I think if you're going to be kind to Trump, you're going to lose voters.
Well, I just can't. I think it's got to be handled better. I'm in the camp that says it has to be handled better. So should we
give him a primary vote, right?
Yeah.
Only Democrats can vote, correct?
Yeah.
So he's trying to appeal to Democrats, the ones who would staunchly support Larry Krasner. So obviously, you would kind of denounce Trump and everything he's standing for in order to get that nomination over the very far left Larry Krasner, right?
Well, that's phony, though. I mean, is that what you really feel, that Trump is a nut and that's it?
I think you got to win. You got to do what you got to do to win.
It's politics, right?
Well,
who's ever, like, which politicians always tell the truth? Like, none.
Wait a minute, though. There's the truth. I didn't say you have to gush. I didn't say you have to do anything. I need more than that, though.
What's more than that? That's going to appeal to any Philadelphia Democrats.
More than, that's not the point. I think that Trump has done a lot better in the city. What I think you can say is we're not running against Trump, but he's been elected president of the United States. I think he's good on some things, but. And then you can hit him with the things that appeal to Philadelphia that you think Trump is wrong on. You got to hit him right there with that. Krasner has boxed him in. Now, wherever he goes, he's got to denounce Trump, even if it's in places. That's what Krasner was trying to do, where Trump is relatively popular.
It's just a guy that's fighting for the causes that conservatives are preaching. Just because the name Trump is deciphered and negatively spoken about, we now have to disassociate from this
guy? I didn't say that.
No, I'm not saying you're saying. I'm just saying, like, that's the idea of a lot of Philadelphia Republicans is, we can no longer throw our support. What were you going to do, support Krasner because there's no Republican running?
No, I didn't say that either. So you're saying I'm expecting too much here. People would be expecting too much.
I just think, I think a lot of people that are living in Philadelphia, as you do, are realistically thinking to themselves, if he came out in support of Trump, that's the killer of his campaign. Dugan's no longer going to make any waves, and he's not going to have any chance against Krasner.
I don't think so. I don't think you can go around then just saying, I hate Donald Trump. That's it. Philadelphia, that's what you got to do. All right. We'll get him on tomorrow. You can hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Dan's got a good point there. I'm trying to take that into context. See, I just think it's mishandled. And I would have done even more with the wife thing. I think that was a good moment. I like what he did on the murder thing and certainly on the shoplifting. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. Is that unrealistic? You got to realize where you are in Philadelphia and you have to win. So essentially, Dan, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You're saying you got to trash Trump when Krasner brings that up.
It's how conservatives handled abortion in the last election.
I wouldn't say quite that. That's a good metaphor to talk about, or comparison, though. I wouldn't say they would go quite that far as he did here. Okay. Maybe we're splitting hairs. The thing is, you have to beat Krasner. All right. Lightning round next. 855.
Do you really think a pro-Trump candidate can beat Krasner in Philadelphia?
Well, it's not pro-Trump, though. We're not engaged in this. So do we have... Why are the Eagles going to the White House, then, I would ask?
What's it have to do with this, though?
Well, shouldn't the Eagles...
They're not running for office and trying to be elected.
Wait a minute. But they're in Philadelphia. Philadelphia hates Trump is the thesis here. They shouldn't go to the White House then.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point. You got a good point there.
I know it's not the same as running for office. I just would coach to handle a little bit better. Because he's going to be speaking in Northeast Philadelphia and places like that. Think of all these people across Philadelphia that voted for Trump this time. In the end, you still got to show up and vote against Krasner. I agree. But can you say it some things here in a different way? And he was under the gun. He was in front of a hostile audience. I've been there. That's a hometown audience for Krasner there. Progressives, black audience in West Philly. All right, 855-839-1210. You get on board.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, we have about maybe 30 seconds with this late breaking. Joe, who's your person? What's your facial thing?
Dom, this pains me, but I got to turn against my good friend, Robert from Ben Salem. He was my mentor on Inauguration Day. But I think he's a lurker on the chat because he picked up on mine with Gorbachev. But I'd like to one-up him at this point.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going with a gentleman by the name of, and you watch his movie, and Cher was a semi-sleazy mother, you know, dysfunctional mother, who turned out to, you fell in love with at the end. It was John Merrick, the Elephant Man.
Gotcha. That's an old-timer that's...
I do have the audio of Dugan.
What time do we go to today? 57?
No, 56.
Yep. All right, killed by the tomorrow. And hopefully we'll have the judge on. Henry's been a swing voter here. He's gone back and forth in the beginning, egging me on. Now he's the other way.
You got to talk about it, but I'm kind of with Dan on this.
Okay. All right. All right. Tomorrow, the debate continues.
He essentially says at one point, you're not running against Donald. Why don't you go run in Washington against the president if that's who you want to take on in the election?
Oh, well, that's good. Okay, leave it at that. We don't have to call him a nut. Maybe I'm being too sensitive. We'll see what people say. Henry, who did you like?
Shout out Earl. I really loved your answer. Couldn't get you on today, but Lance in South Philly, Frida Kahlo.
Ah.
Unibrow.
Okay, I remember that. Dan?
I can go with Frida as well. Let's go with
that. All right, let's go with Frida. Lance, that was right at the beginning. All right, you can't miss tomorrow. We'll talk about this and anything else that develops. Richie always next for 4 big hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.